And so Anakin moved on to be the next successor. And that's actually, it's kind of sad. That's where the line ends, because Palpatine was so obsessed with himself and surviving and continuing to live that he didn't even want Vader to live on. And the rule of two kind of died with him. Welcome back, everybody, to the Legends Lovers podcast. Super excited to be here with you guys today. This episode is the episode for February 14th. Happy Valentine's Day. This is a quick facts episode on the rule of two. And this is going to be kind of like a two-part episode, kind of. I'm starting the series called the Quick Facts series, and that's going to be every Wednesday. We're going to have a quick facts episode. And it's just a fun fact or a character or a concept in Star Wars that we're going to talk about. And then the weekly show or the regular show on Fridays is going to be just all kinds of stuff. Eli and I are going to talk about whatever. I'm going to talk about whatever. I actually came up with this idea after recording a couple episodes with Eli. And so you're probably not going to hear about the Quick Fact shows on the Friday episodes until around March 8th is when I think I brought it up. Just because the March 1st episode and the February 23rd episode, I went ahead and those recorded, and then I decided I came up with this idea to do quick facts or fun facts. I don't know what the title is going to be yet, but we're going to be talking about the rule two. And so, as you know, I'm back into podcasting. It's all a little bit out of order, I feel like, in my recordings just because of when I am going to upload those episodes. But we got a lot of content coming out for you. We got my opinion on Darth Vader, the layers of Darth Vader. That's coming up in a week, just over a week, Friday the 23rd. Eli and I break down are just some of the stuff about the Bad Batch and like Disney Plus shows, everything but The Mandalorian, Boba Fett, and Ahsoka. And we're going to do a separate video for those, and that'll probably be on a Wednesday episode. But that episode, the original episode that we have already recorded, is coming out on March 1st. And then I have another episode coming out on March 8th. And that is an episode just on kind of like the genres in Star Wars and visions and what I think about how Star Wars should handle genres. So that's coming out. And I'm super excited for everybody to kind of get to listen to those and just hear more podcasts. I'm definitely going to be trying to upload weekly. These quick facts episodes, we're still working on whether or not it's more feasible to do every Wednesday or every other Wednesday, just because that is a lot of recording. But also, two 30-minute episodes, I have a lot of free time. I can do that in one day and get a bunch of content pumped out for y'all. So, yeah, just be super excited to work on this and get some stuff out for you. So, moving on into the topic of the day, the rule of two. And I know this is mentioned a lot in Star Wars, but it's never truly explained in detail in the films and stuff. So we're gonna go into that. The rule of two was started by Darth Bane, and that's where this episode becomes kind of like a two-parter. Is I'm gonna have an episode solely set on just Darth Bane and content, because I think that it'd be more fun, and it's definitely a way, if you're interested in the rule two, to get you to listen to another podcast. If I'm being realistic, and also I just think that it's wiser to go ahead and have two different podcasts. That way, I don't have one super long podcast that everyone has to listen to, and it's like, So the rule of two is a Sith concept, and it's the idea that there should only be two Sith lords, a master and an apprentice. And so Darth Bane created this rule. And with the idea of after he observed the Sith just destroy themselves and then the Brotherhood, destroy them, the Brotherhood of Darkness, I believe, destroy themselves. And it's like he noticed that every Sith Lord, they had apprentices, and in the Sith Empire, they numbered, like Sidious goes on record, I think in a book, where there were just as many Sith Lords as there were Jedi Knights. But the issue was that they were fighting for power and for the Emperor's approval. And the Emperor, Darth Vitiate, and it's V-I-T-I-A-T-E, Vitiate, he was, like, extremely powerful, crazy stuff. Go read it. I know I talked a lot about him in my Darth Revan novelization summary that I did in 2020, which is crazy to think that was 4 years ago, but it was. And so he was like, he basically kind of like let everybody do whatever. Obviously they fought a war, but they actually remained hidden. Like they weren't at first going after the Jedi. Sith Lords had been defeated before by the Jedi. And so the Sith this time under Lord Vitiate's rule, remained hidden from the Jedi. Like the Jedi didn't know. They thought the Sith were extinct for good. And so they were building and they were just staying in their part of the galaxy and not encountering Jedi until Revan one day encountered them. And it started the whole war between the Sith and the Jedi. And that moved into like, it was like a Revan Sith. And then the Jedi ended up fighting the actual Sith Empire. And Bane became a Sith Lord towards the end of that Sith Empire when it was falling apart. And I believe Vitiate was already dead at that point. But he noticed that the Sith kind of destroyed themselves to a certain extent. There was no unity. They were fighting for power and control. They were greedy. And they killed their masters. And they killed one another just to get in favor of the Emperor and to become more powerful within the Empire. And when he realized this, he was like, okay, we need to do things differently. And so he created a force bomb and wiped out a lot of Jedi and all of the remaining Sith. Or at that point, it was the Brotherhood of Darkness. And he formed the Rule of Two. He found a girl. I don't know exactly how they were related, like how he found her. I know he found her on the planet where he did the force bomb. I'll go into a little bit more detail about all that in my Darth Bane quick facts video or episode. But he found this girl and he trained her to be his apprentice. And the idea is that, and this is developed more after Bane moves along, is that the apprentice eventually kills the master. And then they find an apprentice and teach them everything they know. And the apprentice becomes stronger and they kill the master. And they learn more and they teach everything they know to their apprentice. And so the Sith continues and lives on until we get to Palpatine. And so that's basically the Rule of Two in a nutshell. And so it's interesting to watch how Bane knows that Xana, his apprentice, is going to kill him. And you have to, as a Sith apprentice, you have to be careful because you don't want to attempt to kill your master too early before, one, you learn everything they know, or two, you're not as skilled as them and they are able to defeat you and then they will kill you and find a new apprentice. Because, like, they're not going to keep you alive if you're a traitor. And if you can't defeat your Sith master, then you're not worthy. And so that was the whole plot of it becoming stronger and stronger and stronger rather than weaker and weaker and weaker, because Sith masters in the Sith Empire were afraid to teach their apprentices everything they knew because they didn't want to be killed and basically become obsolete. And so with the Rule of Two, the Sith just kept getting stronger and stronger and stronger until you get to Plagueis, who in the novel, it's still up for debate on whether or not he was a part of the conception of Anakin Skywalker, but the Force definitely, with Palpatine and Plagueis in play, moved so that the Chosen One was birthed. And Plagueis and Palpatine definitely have assets. And so Plagueis was a Mun, and that's like a banking, that's what the banking clan is and stuff. And so Plagueis was very wealthy, and his master passed a lot along to him of wealth, resources, knowledge. And so Plagueis was definitely into cloning and science and manipulating everything, and he passed that along to Palpatine. And it's really crazy to watch how Palpatine eventually killed him after Phantom Menace. And so that is a novelization. That's a Legends novelization. But hey, this is Legends as Lovers, y'all. That's my deal. I'm gonna bring Legends into this. But Plagueis ended up killing, or Plagueis ended up dying at the hand of Palpatine after the events of Episode 1. And Palpatine's now assignment was to find a new apprentice. And he had Dooku. But he knew that he wanted Anakin. And this is just goes to show how manipulative Palpatine was, but also how the Rule of Two works. Because Dooku was not an adequate or worthy successor to Palpatine. Because Anakin killed him. And so Anakin moved on to be the next successor. And that's actually, it's kind of sad. That's where the line ends, because Palpatine was so obsessed with himself and surviving and continuing to live that he didn't even want Vader to live on. And the Rule of Two kind of died with him, which it's kind of crazy to think that it culminated in him and he became the most powerful and he ended up having an empire. And there were no other Sith Lords. They were Inquisitors, but there were no other Sith Lords. And he had all this power and he actually ruled the galaxy. But he was so obsessed with that power that he kind of created another Sith Empire. In all honesty, that's what the Inquisitors were. But they weren't Sith Lords. And so it died with him. Vader turned to the light side and Palpatine. It's kind of confusing that he had all those Sith worshippers on Exegol in the sequel trilogy. It kind of is weird. That he wouldn't, he was so obsessed with, and I guess it goes to say he was so obsessed with himself that he abandoned the Rule of Two. But a brief kind of, just that was a brief go over kind of understanding of what the Rule of Two is. It says that Bane first employed it in 1032 BBY, or 1032 years before the Battle of Yavin, and then it was last employed for ABY, which is 4 years after the Battle of Yavin. And it's kind of interesting to see now the evolution of the Rule of Two, and this is kind of where we're going to wrap up. But because of the Force Dyad stuff and a lot of the sequel content, the Rule of Two is a little different just because of on Wikipedia, just because of the new canon. And Wikipedia, I'm going to read this to you guys. It says, the Rule of Two was preceded by the Doctrine of the Dyad, which was a concept centered on two Force-sensitive beings who had a unique Force bond that was unbreakable, which made them one in the Force, called a Force Dyad. And so ancient legends refer to this Dyad as the source of a unique Force powers. Force healing is one of them. Transfer objects through the Force is another. And it was actually inscribed on the walls of the Sith Citadel, the Citadel that Palpatine had on Exegol. And so he didn't build that, but that was already there. And I guess that's where he learned about it, which is kind of cool. And it was to remind the Sith Dyad's significance in their quest to attain ultimate power. The Sith Eternal, which is a cult of Sith loyalists, revered the doctrine of the Dyad, believing that the Dyad symbolized the future of the Sith and was the key to achieving the full potential of the dark side of the Force. The concept of the Rule of Two is a little bit different. And I guess on Wikipedia it says that it was, its inception was at the Great Scourge of Malachor, where Bane had that mind bomb or Force bomb or whatever it is. And so I think it's interesting with this Dyad stuff now, how we're supposed to view Bane's creation of the Rule of Two. Because a lot of what I said is from the Darth Bane book trilogy. And so it's interesting to see just how this concept has changed. Is like in the canon, did Darth Bane know of the Doctrine of the Dyad? Was that something that was a part of Sith culture, but Lord Vitiate ignored that and created this empire? Or was it a separate sect or a cult that was separate from the Sith Empire, where they branched off, denominations of a church, like where it branched off and they believed that and then later the Rule of Two was formed. It's interesting to see, because with Lord Vishnu being so powerful and being similar to Darth Sidious, like, where other Force dyads or Sith dyads occurred throughout history is something that I think that I'd like to look for. But I'm pretty sure as of now we don't know anything regarding that. We don't really have any other examples besides Rey and Kylo. So that's basically all I got on the Rule 2. It's kind of cool. I learned a little bit about the Doctrine of the Dyad today in researching for this episode. So I hope y'all enjoy. If y'all will please kindly find me on Instagram and go ahead and just follow me there, like whatever. That'd be great. It helped the algorithm out a lot. Trying to build some following there. I need to hit, I know in episodes coming up, I have said that I need 60 listeners a month to create subscription plans and stuff like that and just get more content out to y'all. And it's actually 100 listeners in 60 days. And so that's kind of crazy to me. And it's not so much for monetization. With Anchor, there was a different monetization system. I just kind of want that extra boost of like, I want to make a lot of content. Like between today, I've recorded, this is my fifth podcast in the past 2 days that I've recorded, and being able to just record a crap ton of podcast, and instead of posting it every day or posting every other day, I can just put it all up on this subscription plan, and people who want to listen can just hop on and listen, and Eli and I can do all kinds of stuff, and I can have friends on and things like that, and y'all can call in. That's another thing, or y'all can message me, and I'd love to do podcasts with people and just talk, and yeah. So message me on Instagram. You can email me at legendslovers @protonmail.com. And yeah, super excited to just see where this is going. If you have any reviews, or if your pod catcher or audio platform that you use allows you to leave a review or subscribe, that'd be greatly appreciated. If you have a review, I just ask that it's positive. It doesn't have to be a good review, but it could be a positive, uplifting criticism, and I appreciate that. But that being said, I hope you all have a great rest of your day. I'll see you later in the week, and may the Force be with you.